Yes, General Grind and Machine has approached the city with an opportunity to help the entire community and provide something that we don't currently have, which is a facility that is capable of housing a large number of people for a relatively long period of time, where you could potentially provide food for them, where you could potentially provide shelter in the event of a storm. If one of these storms over the winter, when it was 10 below zero, had happened and we had had a large power outage that lasted long enough, we would have nowhere to put these people. We have temporary shelters where you can seek shelter in an immediate emergency or where a relatively small number of people could come. But there are no facilities in Aledo where we can actually house, you know, more than 100 people all at once for a long period of time. You have to have bathroom facilities available. You got to have the ability to bring in food. You've got to have the ability to have a power source separate from the power grid, and this would do that.
And so that's part of the discussion then, the dynamics with that committee meeting on the 26th. Going over some of the fine
details. It is. Detail. Yeah, we'll go over some of the details and present them with what the plan is. City staff is working with General Grind, and it would be how it would get installed and implemented. And, of course, we'd have to have an agreement with the VFW because it's their facility that we're planning to use. So it's going to take, you know, a community-wide agreement and participation. And we have spoken with some of the other entities that might be involved in this, who are involved in emergency management services, which is the health department, and they are supportive of this, and we'll be writing a support letter, I believe. And so we're just trying to move forward and see if we can get this done before we get into the winter season.